Ideally, you want to draw your circle in optimal size around your data, so the 100 by 100 grid will resolve all your maxima and minima. If you make your circle too large, undersampling can result where none of the centroids in the 100 by 100 grid cells will sample the peak pixel values. Since a 16.1.2 update to calculate values using a 100 by 100 grid instead of a 20 by 20, it is now harder to undersample, but still possible if you make your circle too large. To prevent the big blue circle from taking up the entire page, let's pretend there are 100 red X's instead of the 8 that you see on the screen. Notice that none of the X's overlap the 5 value pixel in red. Therefore, this large circle would not sample the 5 value pixel. In this example, you can see the mouse cursor inside cave sample a cloud top temperature of negative 72 degrees Celsius. On the left, the circle is small enough so that the 100 by 100 box that the tracking mediagram is using to calculate the data inside the circle is small enough to sample approximately every pixel. As a result, you can see the plot show a value of negative 72, same as the cave sampled value. On the right, the circle is larger and the tracking mediagram does not sample any of the green pixels, which have values less than negative 70. As a result, you can see the plot show an undersampled temperature of negative 69. So the takeaway from this is that you should beware large circles.